Kof Vov Tishrei, Friday the 12th of October, Robbie, it's Hot Fear Stone. Bereishis, the beginning and the end.
Good morning. Shabbos Bereishis, the coming Shabbos, is in a way a new beginning. It's also the tail end of Yom Ha'iroim. We like to look at it like the bridge between Yom Ha'iroim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, we passed, and the beginning of the coming year. In some killers, they still have the white on our Kodesh, Shabbos Bereishis, in some killers of the world. Other people still dip their chal into honey, some in Hogim, some Chassidish place until Shabbos Bereishis. And on the other hand, it's the beginning, definitely the beginning. It's the tail end of Yom Ha'iroim, but it's the beginning of the new year. I'd like to give a shtickle, a connection of Shabbos Bereishis to the Yom Ha'iroim, and how to begin with the Bereishis. Rashi says, the famous Rashi, in the beginning of Bereishis, Bereishis borel kimas ha-shamayim ha-sa'oretz. Ein ha-mikra hazeh oime el ador sheini. It should be Bereishoina borel kimas ha-shamayim ha-sa'oretz. Says Rashi, kama yishadoshu rabiseinu b'shvila teire sh'nikra reishis darkoi, v'v'shvid yisrol sh'nikra reishis tzvosei. Bereishis, Rashi learns, b'shvila teire sh'nikra reishis. B'shvid yisrol, Shanikru Rishis. As I read Rashi, the Targum Yerushalmi translates Bereishis B'chuchma B'ro Hashem. Rebbeinu Shem created the world Bereishis, with Rishis. What's Rishis? Says Yerushalmi B'chuchma. And the Perish Yerushalmi in the Chumash says B'chuchma Perish B'emtsos Chuchma Elyoina. Rebbeinu Shem created the world with the Chuchma Elyoina. I'd like to elaborate a bit on the Chochmah Elyoina the Rebbeinu Shem created the world with. What is this Chochmah Elyoina? Obviously, the Rebbeinu Shem created the world with Chochmah, with wisdom. What is this Chochmah Elyoina the Rebbeinu Shem created the world? And then go back to Rashi. Rashi says the world is not only created by Chochmah Elyoina, the world is created for the sake of Rishis, for the sake of Torah Shenikru Rishis, and Klal Yisrael Shenikru Rishis. First thing is, the Medrash says, beginning of Bereishis, the Medrash Rabba, and the Medrash Tanchuma, they both say the following statement. The Loshon of the Medrash is, HaTorah Omeres, the Medrash means a Pasuk, Omein, Omein, Kishashenu. HaTorah Omeres, the Torah said, Ani Hayisi Klei Umnosei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was literally the tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash continues, B'noyek Sheba Olam, in the custom of the world, Melech Bosav Adom, Boine Palatin. When a king, of flesh and blood, builds a palace. He doesn't go and build a palace with his own wisdom. He doesn't take the palace, the bricks, and start building. He has various scrolls, and various pinkasois, because those are slates. He has various plans, we'd say in English. How he makes the rooms of the world. The world's the rooms of his palace. He has a planning, Rebbeinu Shem looked into the Torah and created the world. The Torah is the plan of the world, a big plan. Rebbeinu Shem took the Torah, and with the Torah, he planned literally, like a person's a plan, he planned the world. The Torah writes in the Medrash, Bereishis Borei Elokim, Ve'ein Reishis El HaTorah. Bereishis Borei Elokim, according to the Medrash learns, Bereishis, with the Rishis, Bara Elokim. It was with the Rishis, with the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shem created the world. The Torah is a plan, the Rebbeinu Shem took the plan, looked into the plan, and created the world. And everyone knows the famous Zohar Kodesh. Zohar Kodesh says, Estakel Bo'eraisa, U'bora Alma. The Rebbeinu Shem looked into the Torah, and he created the world. The Torah is a blueprint of the world. I'd like to elaborate a bit of Shetzach HaTorah is the blueprint of the world. What does it mean the Torah is the blueprint of the world? And what effect does this have on us? The Torah is the blueprint of the world. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world through the Torah. There's a famous Ramban. The Ramban, in his introduction to the Torah, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, is introduced the Ramban to the Torah. The Ramban brings a gewaldige Gemara. The Ramban brings two Gemaras. One the Gemara brings in Rosh Hashanah, and another one, the Ramban brings a Gemara in Menachos, and a Medrash in Shir HaShirim. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah the Ramban brings He says, Chamishim Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam. There were 50 gates of Bina created in the world. But Kulam Nimsru LaMoshe. They were all given over to Moshe, all these Chamishim Shari Bina. Chutz Me'echad, besides one. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeicha to get 49 of the 50 Shari Bina. What are these Shari Bina? So the Ramban elaborates a bit. The Ramban says, he said, Bria Semach Adama, the creation of the Tzemach Adama, of the vegetation, things that grow from the ground, is Shah Bina Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu got understanding in the creation of Tzemach Adama. Bria Seilano Shah Echad, the creation of the trees, is another Shah, like another Perik in this Chamishim Shari Bina. Bria Sachayas, the creation of the animals, Shah Echad. Bria Sa'ifas Shah Echad. Vechem Bria Sashrotzim, or Bria Sadogim. He said, the Moshe Rabbeinu, she is born in the Moshe Rabbeinu can understand from these things that were given over to Moshe, the side of the Bria, the secrets of creation. The Yoda Mahusa, the Koicha Behechala. He knew the Mahus, he knew the exact details of all the creations of the world, the different Sha'arim he was given over. And he said, it got so far that Moshe Rabbeinu would understand exactly, could look at a person, Gonav Odom, a person could Gamva, would steal something. And Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to recognize it from his mahus. Moshe Rabbeinu would recognize it from his character. He'd have the chokhmah, the shara bina of humanity. Moshe Rabbeinu would be the biggest psychologist. He would just to look at a person, be able to have a race, his middas, and his tichunas hanefesh. A person would ganva something, would be a ganaf. Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to recognize from the person that he's a ganaf. Noyef Adam, Yudeo Makiboy. Gudoyle mikunim shemakim mikol baalik kishop. He could recognize all the kishop in the world. And he goes further, the gargalim, the shamayim, utzvoeim. Moshe Rabbeinu could recognize everything. Alish data. He said, everything else, he says, well, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know this? He says, the Ramban, because everything that was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bashari Bino, he says, how does Torah Shabbat Ksav and Torah Shabbat Peh? He says, all written in the Torah clearly, oi beremiza batevas, oi begmatriois, oi betsuras oisius. Lekamidu de la remiza beiraisa. Ramban, if you look in the oasis of the Torah, he says, it's either the words of the Torah, it's either with gematria in the Torah, it's either with the way the oasis are written, he says whether they're bent or straight, the tagir oasis, he says all mentioned in the Torah itself. He said, and that's why he said, famous Gemara, the Gemara said, Moshe Rabbeinu went upstairs to Shemaim, and he saw the Rabbeinu Shleilam tying crowns to the letters, Koshe Ksorim. He said, what are these for? And the Rabbeinu Shleilam said, there's going to be a person eventually who's going to dash, and from these, Tile Tinim Shalalochas. And they're going to say, where do you know it from? And he's going to say, Allah ala Moshe Mitzinai. Because Moshe Rabbeinu got it from the Rabbeinu Shleim Peh El Peh. But the Maisa, besides being Peh El Peh, Moshe Rabbeinu got all these things from the Rabbeinu Shleim, lekamidah deremiza b'yaisa, the all merumas in the oisius, in the tagim, in every single loop of the letters, everything is merumas in the Torah. Bring the Medrash Shir HaShirim. The Medrash Shir HaShirim says, v'yageid lochem es berisoi. The Pasuk in Devarim, the Rabbeinu Shleim told, klal Yisrael es berisoi. So what's Berisoi? Berisoi is a Sefer Bereshis. The Sefer Bereshis is Berisoi. Shu Tchilas Beriyosei Shel Olam. The Rebbein Shem showed, taught, Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael, the Sefer Berisoi, the Sefer Bereshis, Shu Tchilas Beriyosei Shel Olam. And the Medrash goes further, the Medrash says, Minayin Yovei Elihu Ben Barach El Abuzi, Ve'igal Eli Yisrael Chedre Behemus. How did Klal Yisrael know the inside of the animals? How did Yechezkel know how to talk about the Sisrei, the hidden, the secrets of the Merkava, of the throne of the Rebbeinu Shleilam? It says, the Rebbeinu Shleilam took us into his Chadorim, his rooms. It's a chashtei from the Ramban, among his father, Sefer Refuas, he says, all the Refuas, all the Koichas of the Asavim, of the grasses, all the Skulas, he says, Allah Shleitin Torah. Every single thing, every single chokhmah in the world, Shleim HaMelech, he goes further, brings you everything from the Torah. All is chokhmah. Because our code, everything is licked, everything is in the Torah itself. The way we were speaking until now, and we started saying that the Targum Yerushalmi and the Medrash, Nishkan Pelet, the Reishis, the Rebbeinu Shleim created the world with a Reishis, with a plan. If you have a very good architect, he doesn't have to go and look at the house itself to go and see where things are. He can take one look at the paper, at the plan, and you can tell from the plan itself where every single thing of the house is, where the window should be, where the door should be, where the entrances are. A person who has a statement in architecture, it wouldn't work out. Well, we look at the plan, he sees a load of squiggles, a load of papers. And saying, somebody who knows is an architect, he can go along and look at the plan, and be able to see from the plan itself. He doesn't need to go and look at the actual final building. He can look at the plan itself, and forget it. From the plan itself, he can see much more than the building. The building is limited. there's a big building or a big town. You have to go there. It takes a long time to go through every single place and see where every single thing is placed, where every door is, where every window is, where every detail is. Masha'inkin, if you have a little plan in front of you and you're chochum, you can see from the plan, you can see every single detail straight away. Shlomo HaMelech didn't have to go into come into the laws of physics or the laws of science or anything else to be able to go along and tell, to learn practical application, to look at it and experiment with the actual matter that he was dealing with. Shlomo HaMelech could look into the Torah itself, and with the Ramazim of the Torah, with the loops of the Torah, the Chochmah, the Tagim, with the Ramazim of the Torah, the Gematriyos, Shlomo HaMelech could have a roof, he could understand the whole Bria and the whole Chochmah Sabria. And thus the Rebbeinu Shlom put in the Torah, due to Bereishis, that with the Torah itself, because of it, with the Torah itself, he created the world. Ki Yodua, Chazanish, a famous story, Chazanish himself, Ki Yodua, there was somebody who needed a brain operation, and the Chazanish advised the doctor, exactly how to go along and deal with the operation. And when they asked the Chazanish how he knew such a thing, the Chazanish said he knew it from the Mishnah in Aulis. They looked up the Mishnah in Aulis, and nobody could understand where the Chazanish got it from exactly, from the Mishnah in Aulis. But this is what we're saying now. Histakel b'reisa, b'ore alma, the Rebbeinu Shlom, everything looked in the Torah. And the Chazanish, b'chochmosai, managed to learn a race from a Mishnah in Aulis, an obscure Mishnah, in Mesechus Aulis. He could understand from there the anatomy of the brain, of the human brain. So much so, in order even to help a brain surgeon who had studied it practically and studied the matter, he would help him and guide him how to operate in the brain. A famous story of the Chazanish. And as you more than that, because then last since we learned in Chulin and Koil, so I saw, it's a gewaltige Sach. The Gemara in Chulin, Mishnah in Chulin, the Mishnah says, the kovet, the liver, the human liver, the liver of a person. The liver of a person, the liver of an animal, but the same applies to a person. It wouldn't become a trefa. A trefa is an animal who's doomed to die within 12 months. Or the doomed to die has an illness in it. And a trefa chaya, he has an illness that's going to cause death eventually. He has a debilitating disease. A trefa. The Gemara says a liver can be missing. Machalikus in the Mishnah ad kazayas. A liver can be missing, a lot of the liver, and the animal can still live. For years and years, Machachme umas oilam. We made fun of Chazal. Literally made fun of Chazal. It's impossible. Cut away from the liver and leave a kazayas over, leave a little bit over. How can the animal live in such a case? It's impossible. The person needs his liver. It's a very vital organ. The person can't live without it. The person can't live without it. The animal can't live without it. It would be meina, the chachmei omas ha'olam, would be meina against Kalis on his boys. Documented for doyer doyer, the older doctors now, until 1980 something. I think it was 1984, 1986. I'm not sure exactly year. Somebody in France, a doctor came out with an idea, and he came up with the idea: the liver, even though it's cut away a lot of the liver, it can rejuvenate itself. The cells can reproduce itself, and it can continue growing, even though very little bit of the liver is left over. A doctor in France came up with that. So much so that nowadays even, I think they even do operations like that. They take a bit of a liver and help the liver regrow. This is Mamash's Chazal Zog, and Chazal didn't know that they didn't look in the liver and open up a liver and start experimenting with the liver itself. It took the Chachma Umas Oilon close to 2000, until the 1980s, to work this out. Abba Chazal knew it, not from the fact that they studied the anatomy of the body or studied biology, they knew it from the Torah. Because in the Torah, they knew the Chochmas HaTorah, as the Ramban says, as we said before, Bereishis Bara Elokim, a good architect can look at the plan, and with the plan he can see exactly what's going on, and it takes it much quicker. At Afshar Ein Kuka Mamash, in actual details, in actual building. From the Torah itself, he can work out everything. Thus is B'Chochma Bara Alma. With the Chochma, the Rebbeinu Shem created the Torah, Bereishis, with, they created the world, Bereishis with the Torah. That's Lamais, the beginning. The Torah was the beginning. Chazal Zogim, the Torah was given taka tof kuf ayin dalid doyrus before Briyas Olam. The Torah wasn't the Torah, the words of the Torah, the Ramban says even more than that. The Ramban says it wasn't just the Torah was given beforehand. The Torah was actually written, the Eish Shechayra al Gaba Eish Levona. The Torah was written with black fire and white fire, tof kuf ayin dalid doyrus. That's 974 generations before the world was created, the Torah was already there. Eish Shechayra al Gaba Eish Levona. How the Torah was, the Ramban explains it. The Ramban says the Torah wasn't as the Torah we have nowadays. It wasn't Bereishis Bara Elokim, Es HaShamayim, Es HaOretz. He says the Torah was in various other formations. The same Osius, but in other formations. It could have been in blocks of three or blocks of four. Because the Ramban says the whole Torah was the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. originally the Torah with the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then as it happened, the Rebbein Shem told Moshe to write it and to split it up into the combination we have today. The word Bereish is Beis Reish Aleph Shin Yud Sof. Instead of being something else, the Rebbein Shem said, take it to make it Beis Reish Aleph Shin Yud Sof Bereish. The next word Baruch. And the same as Vayoma Avraham Lahoga. It wasn't Vayoma and Avraham Lahoga, it hadn't happened yet. But the man said, it was a whole combination, a jumble of words, and the Rebbein Shem all together, and the Rebbein Shem went, and as it happened, told Moshe Rabbeinu to write it down. The Torah was something which was Kodma Lebrias Shomayim Va'oretz. Lishlei Tiramban. We made it from the Torah. The Rebbein Shem took the Torah, and with this Torah created the world. That's number one. That's the Torah, the beginning of the world. We find something else, as we said in Rashi, Bereishis, B'shvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. Besides the Torah being the beginning of the world, the Torah is also the Tachlis of the world. The whole creation of the world is in order B'shvil Yisrael and B'shvil HaTorah Shenikra Reishis. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, also a famous Gemara. But the Gemara says that Asid Lavoi, the Rebbein Hashem is going to take the nations of the world and judge them. Put them on Omed Bedin. Why did they keep the Torah? Yeah, the Sukkah is a very famous Gemara. They're going to give a mitzvah Sukkah. That's the one we heard about, the Sukkahs. But as a shtick of the Gemara says, seemingly a gewaldige chutzpah, the Umma Sa'od and the nations of the world are going to answer to the Rebbein Hashem. The Gemara says the Rebbein Hashem is going to take the Malchus of Rome, the Roman Empire, and is going to judge, and are going to judge them. Zu Reimi Chayeves. The Gemara is going to take them and ask them why they didn't keep the Torah. Omar Lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'mai Asaktem. What were you busy with? The mighty empire of Rome. You were sucking things in the world, but what were you busy with? Oymim Lefonov. So Rome's going to answer the Rebbein Hashem. Harbe Shvokim Tokninu. We created many streets, many marketplaces, many streets. The Roman roads, still in the Negev nowadays here in England, we still have Roman roads. Harbe Mechatzois Osinu. The Roman were renowned for their bathing systems and their bathhouses and the hot water. Harbe Kesev Azor Rebinu. We bought many gold and silver in the world. We mined silver and gold. And they carry on. The Kulam Leyosinu. And all of this were not done. Elo Bishvili Yisrael Kadesh Yisasku Bateya. We did this all. It's Kali Yisrael to be Isaac Bateya. It seems a gewaldige chutzpah, a gewaldige sheker. Rome should come along and say to the Rebbein Hashem, this, we did all this. Kadesh Yisasku Bateya. So that's Rome. No, it could be Rome or Shakronim. Rome can be liars. The Goyim are known. Edom. P.M. Dibashov. The Yeminam Yemin Shokar apostle says, their mouths speak false. Falsehoods. Carries on the Gemara, Omanim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbein Hashem says to him, Shaitim Sheva Oilam, you foolish people. Kol Ma'asha Asisem, L'tzorich Atzmechem Asisem. Everything you've done is for your own benefit. Tekantim Shvokim, you create the streets, or marketplaces, L'hoishe Ben Zoynes, to be over Aveva with Nus. Mechatzois, Bavhazel, L'adin Ben Atzmechem, to pleasure yourselves with. Kesev Azov Shalihu, the silver and gold you didn't create. You mined it, was mine anyway. Shemeliah Kesev Di Azov Na'um Hashem. Peter Biskarov has a question this Gemara. He said the term of the Gemara L'choy is wrong. The Rebbein Hashem turns to Rome and says, Shaitim Sheba'inam. It's not Shaitim Sheba'inam. Shakronim Atim, you're liars. Where's the Shaitim Sheba'inam? You're not fools. You're liars. It's not true. A very, very parable term, Shaitim Sheba'inam. Says the Biskarov, you do it like a Biskarov. Says the Biskarov, Emes, he says. They're not liars. They're 100% correct. He said, come L'Asid Lovoy, they'll see. The Romans will see everything they created in the world was the Tzorich Yisrael, she's Asku B'Torah. They created the A1, which leads to Gateshead, and they'll come along and they'll say, why did you create the A1? I was talking to the A1, was the Bochum Yeshiva, should go to Gateshead. The Biskop brings a Rambam. The Rambam says, in Peresh HaMishnayas, there's a certain person who built a palace, he said, a certain prince who built a palace, he says. He thinks the palace is possible for his own purpose, and the whole tachlis of this beautiful palace that he once built, the Rambam Peresh HaMishnayas is, he said, one day there'll be a chosid echad, Roshna the Rambam is, I'll be going on a journey, and I want to sit in its shade, it'll be sunny out, and I want to learn something, I want to sit rest for lunch, we're going to Dvar Mitzvah, and I want to stop for lunch and sit in the shade, and I'll come across this palace, and I'll sit in the shade of this palace, and the whole palace with all this beautiful, was only built, let's say, this chosid echad. As I said, the Rambam, a person goes around the world, and does binyonim mefoyorim, and I don't know what you see, commerce centers of the world, and you think it's alles gewaldig, and the whole tachas could be poshet, once a year after getting Dvar Mincha, and needs a place to go into, and they're going to create this for this. So we looked up with our own eyes, we see a different world. We see taka, like the built for themselves, built for this, built for that. But the maisa, the tachas of the world, says the Biskarov, is b'shvil Yisrael, shenikru reishis, or b'shvil ha-toyra, shenikru reishis. Yodua, I think this is not written in the sefer, the Biskarov, but I think he still did su ba'al peh. He's like, Yodua, b'shas the war, the Mira Talmidim, they went to Shanghai. And one of the ways of going to Shanghai was they traveled across a Trans-Siberian railway, which traveled away from Russia, far up towards the crossing to Japan. And B'Shas Maisa, when the Russians built it, the Oyna went to spoil why they built this railway. What was the tachas of building this railway, this long railway, Trans-Siberian, who's going to travel on it? And B'Skrov said, very basically, he said, who knows? Could be the whole tachas of this railway was in order to save the Miri Yeshiva from the Gehenim that was going on in the time in order to get to Japan. This is the Bishvili Srol, Shnikuresh, Bishvili Atayr, Shnikuresh. Things which we seem are built for something else, but the Maisa Tachas at the end of the day is Taka Bishvili Atayr, Bishvili Srol. So the Biskirov, the Rebbeinu Shem told the Romans, he didn't tell them Shakronim, they're not liars, they're 100% correct. When they come to Asilova, they'll see the realization, everything they built, all the roads and all the mechatzayis and everything was all Bishvili Yisrael, was all Bishvili Atayrish and Nekuratius. So there'll be some shaitim shabayim, you're foolish. Because Bashas Masa, Bashas, when you did this, that wasn't your kavana. Your kavana wasn't for that. You're right, it came out for that. But your kavana was not for that purpose. So that's the beginning. The beginning was, the Rebbeinu Shem looked in the Torah and created the world, and the world was a blueprint for the Torah was a blueprint for the world. And Hu Adin, at the end, the tachas of the world is Bishvil Yisrael Shnikru Reishis, Bishvil HaTorah Shnikru Reishis. That's the end as well. What's the tachas of us to learn out from here? Now, say the Medrash Abis Levaitim. The Medrash says, the Rebbeinu Shem looked in the world and created the Torah. Stakel Barasa Bora Alma. Klal Yisrael on the Kai in the world by keeping the Torah. It was the creation of the world and there's a Kiyum Olam. Klal Yisrael on the Kai in the world by looking in the Torah. A person thinks the world is a finished place. The Rebbeinu Shem created the world, and thus it is. He created the world, and it's created. The Emes Nish does it. We find, Vayichal in the Parasha, we find, Vayichul HaShomayim Ba'oretz V'chol Tzavom, Vayichal Lekim Ba'yum HaShim Alachtei HaShe'osa. Everybody knows, as they state in Medrash, and as they state in Halacha, when a person says Kiddush on Friday night, he's a Nasa Shutuf, he becomes a Shutuf with the Rebbeinu Shtoylam, the Master Bereshis. He becomes a partner with the Rebbeinu Shtoylam, with the Master Bereshit of the world. Why is he a partner with the Rebbeinu Shtoylam, with Master Bereshit? What has he done? He stood up and he said, the Rebbeinu Shtoylam created the world in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested. How did he become a partner in Bria Soilam? We find another Chazal. Chazal tell us, Koladon din emes la'amitoy. Somebody who's done a din emes la'amitoy, he's done the mishpat of the Torah la'amitoy. He's now a shutf la'kodesh baruch hu Master Bereshit. He becomes a partner. How to become a partner? Because he donned in emes lamitoi b'maaseh bereishis. And the Teretz is apostle the Teretz. The Teretz is what we're saying now. It's not just the world, it's not a finished place. The world of others is finished. The Rebbeinu Shem stakel b'ra'aseh bora alma. He created the world. But he didn't just create the world by looking in the Torah and keeping the world as it is. Part of the creation of the world was to keep up the world through the Torah. Just as the Rebbeinu Shem looked in the Torah and created the world through the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shem expects us to continue the job and then continue the Bria Sa'ilam through the Torah. And a person keeps the Torah, and a person is made on Shabbos, which is the Yisoid of Amuna, the Yisoid is made, the Rebbeinu Shem is the creator of the world, and he's donned in Emes Lamitoi, he keeps the world, he's Hanig Behem Minig Derech Eretz, he keeps the world going with the Mishpat, with the Emes and the Mishpat of the Torah, with the Dini HaTorah, Kol Daish, donned in Emes Lamitoi, he keeps the Gashmis of the world, literally, the Dain is the thing that connects the Torah with the daily life. He's the one who goes into the business world and takes the Torah and puts it into the business world, and he's done the emes lamitoi. He's done the dinim of the Torah, but negar to the world of Maisa, the Kriya Maisa. He's Makai in the world. He's a shutuf of the world. He's using the Torah to create the world, to keep the world going. Thus, Adon din emes lamitoi, he's a shutuf to the Rebbeinu Shtoylam with Maaseh Bereishis. Not ein shtick of it, but one more pit you have to ask Adon. We say every day in Davening, V'ha'evna Hashem Elokeinu, as live with Sirosra Befinu, with the Amcha Beis Yisrael, V'ni Anachnu, V'setzoeinu, V'setzoei Tzetzoeinu, some say, K'lonu Yehidu Shemecha, V'loimde Sirosecha Lishma. What's this Lashon V'ha'ev? There are many Pshatim Ha'ev. Pshat is V'ha'ev, is Lashon of sweetening. V'ha'evna Hashem Elokeinu, the Rebbeinu Shem makes sweet, it's makes sweet to us, as live with Sirosra Befinu. I forget what Hashem is Sfasem as I heard. V'ha'ev is not just sweetening. V'ha'ev is a lashon, you can also mention the iruv, a lashon of mixing. V'ha'ev na Hashem elekeinu is tibes yirosha b'finu, or fi amcha b'es Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem should mix in with us the Torah. And as we're saying now, that's the kisoid of the whole Bria. The Torah has to be in, within the person itself. The kisoid of the Bria was, just like we say, the Rebbeinu Shem created the world using the Torah as a blueprint. We're Mekayim the world with the keeping the Torah. And that was the world is a kiyum if the Torah is mixed into our daily life. The Gemara says in Brochas, so you do it like a Gemara. The Gemara says in Machlekes, if Shim ben Yechoy and if Shmuel, if Shim ben Yechoy held, it's impossible, he said, to keep the world going and to go along and learn Torah. He said, Efsha, it was a real Adam Bashas Zariah, Chayrish Adam Bashas Harisha. Is it possible, he said, to go along and tell you Mat Heolea? Bishmuel says, Eloshan, Hanig Bohem. Minig derecheres. What's this lashon? Hanig bohem. Minig derecheres. Hanig bohem. His Rashi says hanig bohem. Says Rashi, imoy. Act. Join derecheres up. Panosa up with the Torah. Chamol gehet. Hanig bohem. Minig derecheres. Take with the Torah and bohem. Put the Torah into the derecheres. In other words, take the Torah and place it into the world. Mix it with the world. It's not just take the Torah and mix it into the world. Put it together, make one big mixture. There shouldn't be a musug of anything in the world which hasn't got Torah involved in it. I think the most mundane matter of the world should be guided, it should be worked up in Torah. If there's a hanig behem minig derecheres, if there's a bahari of na'a shem enokeinu, as divrei seras on the field, the Torah goes into the person and mixes with his day with the daily life of a person. It's not two separate things, kiddo. There's a Torah and there's a bria, there's a derech eretz, there's a gashmis and there's a Torah. Faket, the Torah itself is just what he said, that the world was created from the Torah. The stakel beras abara alma, and the tachas of the world is the Torah. It's the beginning of the world and it's the end of the world. It's the tachas of the world. The Torah has to be, it's not just the beginning and the end, it's the middle as well. You have to mix the Torah in to our daily life. And as this we can have a kiyum taka, the Rebbeinu Shem should help us. We should be able to involve the Torah in our daily lives. We should be able to be part of Yisrael Hashem B'chol Esboi. We should be zeicha to be taka, part of the creation of the world. We should be a shutuf with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Maaseh Bereishis. And if we're a shutuf, I'll get it from the Rebbe, he said, as a shutuf at a deyat is ogen. A shutuf also has a deyat to say in the world. He said, before Kiddush, he said, he feels he can dump to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's his man, where a person can also ask, if you're a shutuf in the Maaseh Bereishis, if you're a partner also has a episode ogen. He's not stam as a. If it's chuz there, that we act as if we're shutuf in the Maaseh Bereishis, if we act like we're partners in the world, the Rebbeinu Shleilam will come out, fill a taka, we should be zeich a taka, the Shabbos Bereishis should taka be a bridge from the Yom Menayroim to the beginning of a new year. Taka Zayin Gesund and Shtark, everyone. Shtav Hatzlocha Dekiyah, Matzliach Dekiyah. And we should be Zeich HaTaka this year to have the Geulah Shleima, Mehayev Yomeinu, Amen.